Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast Monday Night Live Call. We are here, as always, preparing to go forward in fellowship, and I say fellowship, but it's really always a fun time. We always have a wonderful time because it's a different format. We've been talking about the promise of prayer, and it's been so amazing because we've talked a lot about, you know, what prayer is, but exactly how do we stand on the promises of God? And it's been one of those topics we always say the next week is the best week. And it's truly been a marvelous week as we've been talking about this. So we talked about prayer being a gift, but at the same time that, you know, it's that two-way street, that two-way communication between ourselves and God. And more importantly, we ask God for things, but are we listening? Are we listening to when, you know, God is speaking to us? Are we able to hear from him? And, you know, it's something that we really have to consider even as we go forward. So tonight when we pray in the morning or whatever time of day it is that we're praying, we have to remember these things. You know, the Bible tells us that we have to pray in the name of Jesus. And it's so important that we do that, and then we remember exactly how to do that. So we've learned, you know, what that should entail. We've learned how we should do it, and, you know, do it in a way that the Holy Spirit is leading and guiding us so that God, you know, gets the glory. So again, the promise of prayer is what we've been discussing and what we're going to continue on and close out on tonight. So at this time, I would like to welcome in our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Ms. Latanya.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, and yourself?
I'm doing wonderful as well, thank you.
Good deal. So, y'all, we've been talking about the promise of prayer all weekend. Tonight we want to close it out on that. So is Mr. DJ there, Ms. Latanya?
Yes, sir, he is.
How you doing,
yes,
Mr.
Sir.
DJ?
Okay, how about you?
Doing wonderful, man. So what you gather from this week about prayer?
Well, this week, if you will, prayer is like power. For those of us math and physics people, you know that power equals voltage times the current. And you can't operate power. Think of a battery. You can't have two positives or two negatives. You have to have one positive, one negative in order to make the power work. Same thing with prayer. Prayer is like faith without works is dead. And I equate it to a little prayer, a little power. Much prayer, much power. But guess what? No prayer, no power. So the promises of prayer are very, 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 very strong. But it's not just you opening your mouth and saying, let me pray. That's not how the promise works. You have to have, like I said, faith, and you have to have the works. And that's what creates the promise of prayer.
All right. Y'all got it? Okay.
Yeah.
So let's get it going. So let's go ahead and open up with prayer, please, Ms. Latanya.
Our Father and our God, we come before you on tonight to say thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, Father, for just allowing us to come here on tonight to be on this phone line, dear Father, so that we can just fellowship together, so that we can continue to receive of you, dear Lord. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, and we just thank you for the message that you've given us all throughout the week. We ask that you will just help us to be focused on tonight, just to go forward on one accord, dear God, and to continue to give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. And we thank you for this platform and our leader, dear God. We ask that you will just continue to lead and guide us on the path of righteousness. We pray and ask all these things in the precious name of your darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 All right. So, yeah, we've been talking about this all week, the promise of prayer, okay? And I'm telling you, Mr. DJ, one of the things that I love, man, I love it because you know that God said that we should pursue peace with everybody, but then he comes back and say, do you think I came to bring about peace here on earth? No, I came to divide.
That's right.
Y'all know what's so evolving about prayer? It would divide us from God. Uh-huh. I'm a, hold on, let me get on a live so because I want everybody to hear this. Okay, y'all got to tell me if y'all see me out there. Because we're talking about the promise of prayer. So let me get ready to go ahead on live. Facebook Live. Let me see where we at. And this thing going around. Okay. Boom. Ms. Latanya, you don't have to wait on me, though.
All right. Let's see. I actually thought, okay. All right. I also wanted to share, Mr. DJ, since while we're just waiting to get on the live, I've heard so many people say, like, we're talking about the promise of prayer, and one of the things that came up several times throughout the week, but even previously before we touched on this topic, was how a lot of people say they don't know how to pray. And that was very interesting to me because I just remember being in that place myself one time, not knowing what to pray for, not knowing what to say. And even when I prayed, I questioned the prayer that I prayed. So, you know, was it good enough for God? Was he going to answer it? You know, did I say it right? Did it sound right? All those things. And it was just interesting how, you know, that came up throughout the week, just from different individuals, but, you know, even in the past. So I just think it's great that we're able to touch on this topic because we're not only talking about the promise, we're also touching a lot on prayer itself and what it actually is and how we are to go before God and do that.
One thing about prayer, Mr. Carr said something during the week that I really, 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 really like. You don't have to have minutes to talk to God. You don't have to have Christian minutes. You don't have to buy into it to get time for him to listen to you. He's always listening. He's always, sure. You know, you can talk to him, meaning that you don't have to wait or do anything special. You can just talk to God, whether it's out loud or silently. No one can, like, stop you or interrupt you. Like, certain places, you can't use your phone in court. There's no place on this earth, nowhere, that says you cannot pray. You
exactly.
Cannot, you know, you go to court in some places, they make you put up the phone. And make you put the phone down. You can't answer it. Can't be on the phone. With prayer, you can pray anytime. Somebody may verbally tell you you cannot pray, but you still can. And God is direct. You don't have to go through several different people. The only person you need to go through to talk to God is Jesus. I mean, you can talk, and they're three in the same. They're three in one. So I'm just saying you don't have to go through another man, you know, pay somebody to go and confess or talk to him. You know, they say Jesus is on the main line. There's no, what you call those, interruptions. There's no cloning. There's no interference from a cell tower or any of that. And the last time I checked, the same God in Singapore, Brazil, Australia, the same God that's in Canada, South America, Africa, it's the same God that's in Atlanta. And you all can talk to him at the same time. And he
exactly.
will hear everybody. So I just thought that was real, real profound when he said that, because that is so true. You can't beat his service. You know, you got Rise.
So, y'all, here we go now. I'm on live now, so tell me if y'all see me on live.
Okay.
We're talking about the promise of prayer. Okay, tell me, let me know if y'all see me out there.
Okay. Not yet.
Some people, how you doing, Miss Brenda, and who else is that?
Okay.
Miss Howard, how are you? Y'all see me?
Yes, sir, we can see you.
Okay, there we go. Miss Latanya, good deal. How you doing, Miss Jocelyn? And Miss Swan, Miss Brenda. Okay. All right, so y'all, we're talking about the promise of prayer. Okay, the promise of prayer. And I believe it gets very interesting, Mr. DJ. Because
yes,
every word that God speaks is a promise. But he doesn't have to say I promise to God because he is his word.
Yes.
Every word.
Yes,
okay. Sir. And it's important that we understand that. Okay, so we do have some questions on this evening as we dive deep into this topic. The promise of prayer. So I'm going to go ahead and get it started. Ms. Latanya, what's our first email question as we talk about this, the promise of prayer?
Yes, first question is, I've been praying for a job for almost a year now and still have not found anything. How can I stand on God's promise of supplying all of my needs when I'm homeless and he has yet to answer?
What you got to say about that one, Mr. DJ? The question says, I've been praying for a job for almost a year now and still have not found anything. How can I stand on God's promise of supplying all of my needs when I'm homeless and he has yet to answer?
Well, first of all, it's like I was saying before of your promise of prayer. You can't just pray for a job. You got to get out there and work. You got to do – finding a job is work by itself. There's work out there, even if you have to create you a job.
Uh-huh.
Something that you can do, I don't care if it's opening the door for somebody and let them walk into a gas station or offering to pick up something for somebody that may not want to do that. You have to work on just your prayer. You can't just say, I want a job, Lord, please give me a job. You got to get out there and make it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So like I said, faith without the works. You know, you praying without putting some work into it, you're going to sit there. You're going to just still be sitting there. You can pray for that car to go all day long, but until you put the key in it and actually turn it and have gas and then touch the gas pedal, it ain't going nowhere.
Okay. So the question is, I've been praying for a job for almost a year now and still not have found anything. I haven't found anything. How can I stand on God's promise of supplying all of my needs when I'm homeless and he has yet to answer? One of the things about prayer is invisible. Right? Prayer
right.
is invisible. The problem is a lot of people pray in the spirit, but they expect God to move in the natural. And see,
amen.
Don't you know that God will literally answer your prayers in the spiritual realm where he expects you to be?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, he will.
Let me show you how much God doesn't care about our flesh. When God calls us, why doesn't he call the flesh too?
Because the flesh is all about us. It's not as obedient.
The flesh is deceitful, readily wicked. Okay? The Bible says that God leaves the flesh behind, but our soul is what he's after. Right? Somebody said they've been praying for a job for almost a year now and still have not found anything. See, I challenge their mentality because your first job should be working unto God. You know how people say this all the time. Oh, I have two jobs. I have a full-time job, but then I'm a father. I have a full-time job, and then I'm a full-time mother. Your first job is to work unto God. With that being said, we should always be employed.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Y'all follow me?
Yes.
Because the question goes on to say, I haven't found anything, Mr. DJ, and I've been praying for a year. How can I really trust God's promise that he said he'll supply all my needs when I'm sitting here homeless? And he has just answered my prayer. God has answered your prayer. The thing about prayer is that we got to know with whom we're communicating with. Because prayer, what we would say, prayer is communication, right?
That's right.
That's right.
Okay. Prayer is asking, right? It's meditation, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So with that being said, we have to know how to communicate with God. But when we know how to communicate with God, see, communication is a what? Two-way street.
Yes, it
is. So that means you're not only speaking, but you're actually more listening. So do you know how to hear God's voice? Huh? Have we ever been foolish in our adolescent years, teenage years, young adult years, where we wanted something so bad, and we was like, Mom and Dad, y'all never provided this for me? And they just looking at you smiling and say, yes, we did. You just don't know what it was. You didn't know how to use what you got?
Yes, sir.
Y'all follow me?
Yes.
This is important. Yes, what'd you say, Ms. Jocelyn? Ms. Jocelyn says, I'm praying, I'm praying for it to come out of the homeless state. Okay? You may have to change your surroundings. There are outreach programs to help you. Okay? Swan says, first of all, how is your prayer life? What have you done? What have you done for God lately? Okay, how you doing, Ms. Tamara, Ms. Nefa? Okay, Ms. Swan? Twana, Ms. Natasha, okay, Ms. Stephanie. So y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
Mr. Carr, can I ask you something as well?
Of course.
I know someone that's a step away from that, and they asked me that very same question. God promises to take care of your needs. Sometimes you don't recognize what you need, and you ask him for what you want. You could be looking a job straight in the face and go right by it and don't even want it because it's too hot. They don't have no air conditioning or something, you know, frivolous that, like you said, that would attack the flesh, and you'll overlook it and say, oh, he done forgot about me. Well, no, he ain't forgot about you. He's not forgotten about you. You know, check what you call needs versus what you want. That's the only thing I'm saying.
Right. So here's the thing. You know, when it comes to prayer, it's a deep connection with God. It's not a shallow connection. Okay? It's not a shallow connection. It is a deep connection with God, and it's important. I actually spoke with, I got a text from Ms. Jennifer earlier, and she said something she didn't understand about prayer, you know, about the message on Wednesday. Here's the thing. Y'all, there's different levels to this now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Prayer is not for play. Because if you ever want to be accurate in your prayer, all you got to do is this, and hear me good. If you ever want to be all the way accurate, you know, where your prayers avail as much, the Bible says the righteous, you know, the prayers of the righteous avail as much. In other words, all you got to do is say, God, I pray, my prayer is that you have your way. And when God has his way, that's what you pray for. How could you ever be wrong in your prayers?
Amen.
But see, you know the problem with this, with prayer, is that we pray selfish prayers. We don't want God to have his way. We want to have our way. But remember, we're children of God. And if you know anything about children, how many times children ask for things that you would not give them?
A lot.
Y'all follow me?
Yeah.
So what we do is we start to put ourselves above the will of God. Remember, if you really want a deep relationship with God, you got to kill your will and let him have his way. We say stuff like, more of you, less of me, but the reality should be this. See, that sounds good, but it's not good. Okay? The reality that prayer should be like this. All of you and none of me. That's prayer.
Amen. Amen.
That's prayer. Okay, that's not going to tickle people's fancy simply because I'm speaking a language that people don't want to go to that. People don't want to let God have his total way. How do I know people don't want to let God have his total way? Watch this. Have you ever fully committed to God? Or we see a plan? That means that we have the ability to say, God, I'm going to let you have your whole way in my life. But when we say, I'm not ready yet, that means if I'm not physically ready, you know prayerfully I'm not ready. You know that, right?
Right.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
This is very important, people, because prayer is key. Okay, it's optimal. In other words, Mr. DJ, when it comes to prayer, watch this. Y'all listen to me. Okay, when it comes to prayer, if God doesn't have his way, how far and how long will you be sustained?
Not long.
Some people use, I wish I had one of these things around me. Y'all ever saw the thing at the Apollo, Mr. DJ? Well, before they go on stage, they rub their little log. And guess what
right. Their
little log is? That's their lucky charm. Some people use prayer as a lucky charm. They don't have any other type of relationship with God, but they say, I can pray my way out of this situation. And see, here's a problem with that. In order to communicate with somebody, shouldn't you have a deep relationship? The deeper the relationship, the deeper the lines of communication. That means I can not only talk to them, I can hear from them. See, when you don't have a real relationship with somebody, it's always a one-sided communication thing. Then you start to talk to people, you start to talk at people, but you never listen. Listen to what I'm saying. See, when you don't have a real deep relationship with God, people talk at God. Mm-hmm. But when you have a true relationship with God, then you start to listen to what God has to say too. Watch this email question. And it was a great question. Does God pray? Oh. Let's get to the business, Mr. DJ.
Okay.
Hold on, because we talk about prayers and the promise of prayer, right? Let me ask
right. Everybody
on Facebook, does the God you serve, does he pray? My goodness. Simple question. What you got, Mr. DJ?
Does God pray? I think Christ prays to God. So I'm going to say yes, because they're three in one. But even Christ prayed. Christ prayed, so yes.
That's correct. Absolutely. Mr. DJ said it right. Does God, it's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, right?
Right.
That's okay. Right. The Trinity.
He says, I pray for you daily. Y'all follow me? How you doing, Ms. Nicole?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Absolutely, God's prayer. Now, watch this, y'all. Ooh, I love this. I love it. I love this topic. Since God prays, and remember the scripture that says, if you deny me before men, I'll deny you before my Father. If we reject God's prayer, why do we think he should accept ours? If we reject his, shouldn't he reject ours? Okay,
yes,
cool.
Indeed.
But watch this, Mr. DJ. Let me add on to that question. The question was, does God pray? And we said yes. Everybody conclusively says, okay, cool. God does pray. So who's to answer God's prayer? Who answers God's prayers? Somebody has the power to answer God's prayer. Did Jesus answer God's prayer? Let me help you out. That's a rhetorical question. Of course he answered God's prayer. Why do you think the Bible said, yes, to my son whom I am well pleased with? To be pleased with something, meaning that I had instruction, I had order, I had a request, and he fulfilled it. This is why my word returned to me. Remember, his word does not return unto him void. Why do you think the flesh shall stay behind? Because we spirit first, then flesh. In other words, since God prays, who has the power to answer God's prayer? We do. Right?
Okay.
We have the power to
okay. Answer
God's prayer. Now, let me ask you personally, and look at yourself. Don't look at nobody else. Do you answer all of God's prayer? Boy, people are absolutely quiet right now. Do you answer all of God's prayers?
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
Don't say we. Make it personal.
No,
do
I
you
don't.
Answer all of God's prayer?
No, I do not.
Y'all follow me? Y'all see how serious it is? So think about this for a second, Mr. DJ, because I'm thinking about it too. If I don't answer all of God's prayer, why am I being a hypocrite and expect him to do something I don't do?
Amen.
Hmm? Now, I know somebody's going to say, because he's God. But you don't think God have requirements?
Yes, he does.
Hmm?
Yes, he does.
Oh, yeah.
Right? This is powerful, people, because we think that prayer is a one-sided thing to where we get on our knees or we stand up and we just pray and we ask. But what about any good children out there? Any good children? Okay, cool. Your mom and daddy has taken care of you all of your life, right? When are you going to start taking mom and daddy? Why do we put our parents in old folks' homes? Why do we put them in old folks' homes when they never put us in one? They never put us in children's shelter. They actually work two and three jobs to make sure you had. Why is it that we say we now all of a sudden we grown, we have a career, and we put them over there? In other words, we don't want to be bothered with them no more. Listen to what I'm saying. It's coming right full circle. Oh, yeah, this is how prayer goes. This is the same way how prayer goes. God has been answering our prayers whether we know it or not. We've been negligent in our response to him answering our prayers. And now when God has asked us to fulfill his prayer, we turn a blind eye, like we don't hear God, because we say God don't ask for no prayer. He got everything he wants. No, God wants you. So when will you answer God's prayer?
Amen.
Amen.
Hmm? Ain't that something?
It is.
Because we always want to be on the receiving end, but I thought the Bible, Mr. DJ, said it's better to give than to receive. So instead of asking God, why don't we ask God this, God, what do you want from me? When will that ever be our prayer? When will we mature? When will we grow up, people? Come on, we still acting like babies in Christ. We only go to God when we need something. When will you go to God for the remainder of your life and say, God, what can I do for you?
Amen.
Now, see, now I know I'm about to lose a lot of people because we don't want to do nothing from God. We only want to pour from God. And don't y'all know to always want something from somebody is to use them? So you don't think you can use God?
Yes, sir. Oh, yes.
That's right.
See, I'm just making a statement, right? Everybody else has ideas, so let me just say I'm just saying.
Right.
Huh? The foolery of us, right? We act as if we can't serve God. To serve God is to say God. If we really truly serving God, we pray to God. Prayer don't mean that you ask. Prayer can be saying, Father, what do you want me to do?
Amen.
Huh? Watch this, y'all. Watch what I'm going with this, Mr. DJ, the promise of prayer. It's funny how we say I'll pray about it when I don't want to do it. That's when we ask God what you want me to do. You know, when you tell somebody, let me pray about it, 85% of the people who are not in God will say stuff like, let me pray about it. Well, you sure didn't have to pray when you went out there to the daiquiri shop last weekend. Did you pray about that first? We only pray about stuff that we don't want to do. We only involve God in stuff that we don't want to do. That's the only time we ask God, what do you want me to do? But why didn't you pray about your last marriage? Okay, cool. Why you didn't pray about... Boy, look, nobody don't want to hear the truth? Okay. Why we ain't pray about that address where we know our kids don't stay at, but we just want them to go to that school? Did you pray about that lie? Oh, okay.
Okay.
I don't know. Somebody say he's stepping on my toes now. But since we're going to have prayer, meaning communication with God, shouldn't we be honest when we go to God? How can you communicate with a truth for God and you be the liar in the communication? How?
Amen.
Amen.
Y'all don't think that's... Ooh. Man, that's strong, huh?
It is.
Hold on, Mr. DJ. Mr. DJ, you know I ain't done with you because they got so many people want to ask Mr. DJ questions. Here go a question for Mr. DJ. Okay? Mr. DJ, specifically for you. This is an email question I got. Okay?
Okay.
It says, can you have a relationship with God without prayer?
One more time. Can you
have a relationship with God without prayer?
No, you have to have a relationship with, you said without prayer, you have to have prayer to have a relationship with God.
Tell them again, Mr. DJ. Tell them again.
That's your main way of communication. That's it.
You have to. You're not going to see his face, because if you see his face, you ain't going to be able to tell nobody.
Hold on, Mr. DJ. Tell him this. Hold on. Don't go too far, Mr. DJ. Is it possible to have a relationship without communication?
No, it's not possible. You can't have any kind of, even your enemy, you got to communicate. He has to know that that's your enemy.
Come on. Y'all see
it? Yeah, you got to know.
Y'all see it? This is a literal question. This is an email question I wrote down. Can you have a relationship with God without prayer? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. How can you have a relationship with a natural person without communicating with them? That's almost like somebody saying they're in a relationship with you, but you never even talk to them.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
We can't have a relationship with God without prayer. Prayer does not require that you have ashy knees when you get up. I'm trying to help somebody else. I'm about to ran out of lotion. Don't require that you have ashy knees.
Amen. Huh?
Because I know a lot of people that say, well, I got bad knees, I can't get down. You don't need to get down or have prayer. Come on now.
Okay.
Huh? Don't you communicate driving? Don't you communicate walking? Don't you communicate when you're doing everything else? You communicate with God how you communicate with God.
That's right.
That's a personal thing. Y'all follow me? That's a personal thing. Who said that you had to get down? You know, I'm telling you, no disrespect to nobody, but I've seen this far too often, and I got to call it out because I wouldn't be me. But you know how when you join somebody's institution, somebody's church, and they say, now you're going to go back there with this and such person, and when you come out, you're going to be speaking in tongues? That is a lie. That's a lie. Somebody playing. Y'all can get mad at me. I'm built for this. Somebody playing. Because if God didn't bring you there talking in that... Listen to me. Now it becomes a show. And see, prayer is personal. Who said that you was going to be speaking another language in front of them?
Right.
Man. See, prayer is inner. That's inner swag. It is not external swag. A lot of people pray and throw their hands around and, you know, speak in tongues, and I'm not... Speaking in tongues is good, but the Bible says if you can't translate it, it's like clanging cymbals, so make sure you understand it. So, see, here's the thing with prayer. Prayer is something that's internal that does not require an outward show. Because, see, prayer is communication. In other words, you don't have to tell somebody and tell everybody who you communicate with. You and that person know that y'all got a real deep relationship. So why do I have to broadcast it to the world that I talk to my brother DJ all the time? I don't. Oh, my God.
Amen.
Mr. DJ, I'm trying to tell somebody.
God does not need marketing help. Amen.
Oh, tell him again, Mr. DJ. Mm-hmm. Let me put the phone close to
right.
What is that?
That's right. God does not need your marketing help.
He doesn't?
Oh,
amen.
He doesn't. No.
Y'all follow me?
Yes,
see,
sir.
Prayer is personal, y'all. Your communication, your communication with God is personal. You know, a lot of times we get these questions, because this is one I actually got. The question says, how do I pray? My goodness. how you pray? The first thing in how you pray is to remove pride.
Amen.
That's number one. You can't go to God selfishly.
Amen.
You do understand that the Bible says before you take up your cross and follow me, you must first do what?
Deny yourself.
Deny yourself.
I'm about to break this down for y'all. Y'all want to write it down? If you want to, write it down. The Bible says, number one, before you take up your cross and follow me, you must first do what?
Deny yourself.
Number two, the Bible says, how can two people walk together lest they be in agreement? Number two. You got to agree with God. How can you pray to someone you don't agree with?
Mm.
Who wants to go live? Who this is? Miss Evans? How can you pray to somebody you don't agree with? How can you communicate all the time with someone you don't agree with? Is that possible to you?
No, sir.
Hello?
Not possible.
Y'all got it?
Not at all.
Yes.
Number one, how to pray? You got to deny yourself. You can't go to God selfishly. Number two, you got to agree with God. How can you communicate with a God that you don't agree with?
Amen.
Y'all follow?
Yes, sir.
Let me say it again. Who on this phone, unless we're about that mess, how do you communicate with somebody who always argues with you? Unless you're about mess, you don't communicate with them, do you?
No.
Mm-mm.
That's true, right?
That's true.
Okay. So number one, we got to deny ourselves. We can't be selfish. We can't go to God on our own behalf. Number two, we got to agree with God. What are you agreeing with? So to agree with God, that means he does more of the talking, and we nod our head and say, yes, Daddy. Oh, my God. Did y'all hear me? To agree with something, meaning it must present itself, and then we nod our head. See, our head nod in prayer is called obedience. To agree with God means you obey God. See, the Bible said it is better, watch this, to obey than to sacrifice. We do too much sacrificing and not enough obeying. So we pray based on sacrifice. We don't pray based on obedience. If you start to obey God, watch how your prayers start to flip your world upside down. Watch what I tell you.
Yeah.
Watch what I tell you. Watch, watch. Because, see, a lot of people sacrifice even in a relationship with you, Mr. DJ. How they sacrifice is they do wrong and they say, DJ, I'm sorry. You know I love you. But don't you get tired of I'm sorry's?
Yeah.
Right.
How many times we told God I'm sorry in prayer? God, if you get me out of this, I won't do it again. And then we apologize a month later talking about, God, I know I said I wouldn't do it again. So we lied.
Yes.
Y'all caught the first two steps? The first one was to deny yourself, remove all pride. So in other words, we cannot pray selfish prayers when it comes to God. Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Lord have mercy. Boy, that's about to rock a whole bunch of people right there. We can't pray selfish prayers when it comes to God. If you truly trust God, because, Mr. DJ, is there anything called relationship if there's no trust?
No, absolutely not.
Y'all heard his answer? If you don't have trust in the relationship, how do you have a relationship?
You don't.
Even didn't that singer say, I should have cheated? If you're going to keep on accusing me, I should have went on and did what you said. Watch this. If we don't trust God, we should trust God all the way, even in prayer, right? Now watch where I'm about to go with this. If we truly trust God, our prayer should be saying, God, have your way, instead of telling God what to do. Let me say this wrong. Let me say this again, Mr. DJ. Ooh, let me say it again. Boy, I know. This is for the serious folk who in God. I'm not talking about the people who just playing God and getting. I'm talking to the serious folk in God right now. Listen to me and listen to me good, because I'm not playing about this. When you truly trust God, your prayer will be, Father, have your way. Lord, have mercy. See, when you tell God to have his way and you get up off your knees and when you stop your prayer hour with God at that moment, you already trust and sure, and you can be assured. You can tell anybody who's close and understand, oh, my prayers have been answered. You know why your prayers have been answered? Because your prayers are in God's will. In other words, I said, Father, have your way. That means do with life as you want to do with life. I know mama might be sick. I know daddy might be sick. But God, have your way. That means if you choose fit to take them, then they take them. But if you choose to heal them, heal them. Either which way, I know you in control. And see, my prayers will always go answered when I say, Daddy, have your way. Lord, have mercy.
Amen. Yes, sir.
That's not for everybody, because somebody want to get mad at God when their prayers not answered. They said, Daddy, keep daddy here. Keep my daddy here. But God said, no. That's how you know your prayer. Lord, have mercy. I told you this ain't for everybody. That's how we know it ain't all right. Because when you truly trust God, you stop telling God what to do. You can't put a mandate on God. You start listening to God, and you start listening. God say he's going to take him. He's going to take him. God know better than I do. He created him. He can take him when he wants to. Hello?
Amen.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Even Jesus said, let thy will be done. See, when you let God have his way, you will always be a truth teller. But see, when you go to God in your way and you want your prayers answered, this is why you're disgruntled, because you went to him selfishly. You let him have his way.
Right.
I know it's a hard pill to swallow because we get comfortable with things and we think that God is a rabbit's foot. We think that prayer is this rubbing along thing that said if I rub my genie, it should happen. But it don't work like that. Remember, this life that we have is not our own. So when we pray to God, God is communicating his plan, not ours. He laughs at ours. See, this is why some people's prayer go right here and right back down. God laughs at our plans. God's prayer life, our prayer life should be more us listening and obtaining and fulfilling as opposed to us giving instruction. Who are we to give God instruction? I know a lot of people scratching their head on that one. Who are we to tell God what to do? I thought he was the daddy. Any one of y'all children tell you what to do? I think not. And if they tell you what to do, you must not be a fit parent. That ain't the way that God rocks. And prayer is called communication. I'm going to communicate with my child, but that child definitely not going to tell me what to do. They're going to do more listening. Oh, man. You got...
Amen.
Bob, they didn't want to hear about this tonight? Y'all didn't want to hear this tonight?
Yeah.
You thought that prayer line thing that was telling God, saying, oh, God is, Prayer is about God talking to you, you listening to what God got to tell you, and you fulfilling what the God that you serve has told you to do.
Amen.
You want a real prayer life? There you go. What'd you say, Miss Jocelyn? Mr. DJ, I'm coming back to you. Miss Jocelyn says, when you go through obstacles, you know it's for a reason. It's a lesson to learn. Go through it. He may not come when you want him. He is an on-time God. All right now, Miss Jocelyn. All right now. She's trying to start a fire over here. Trying to start a prayer fire. We don't have no prayer water to put it out now if you start it.
Yes,
sir. Mr. DJ, I got a question. Ms. Shira received a question. This is for you, Mr. DJ. The question says, is there ever a time when God does not hear our prayers?
No, he always hears your prayers. He will always hear your prayer. So, then, no, there's never a time that he doesn't hear it. Sometimes you can pray and it seems like he's not listening or answering you. Sometimes the message is just to be still. And yes, when you're a sinner, they may seem as if they're falling on deaf ears and not being answered, but he always hears it. He always hears your prayer, I believe.
Okay.
But even if you're a sinner and you're trying to get right, he's going to hear your prayer. If you're sincere, he doesn't hear your prayers with ears. It's with your soul. It's what you feel. It's your sincerity. It's not how we perceive hearing your prayers.
Okay.
You know, because he's determined, because you can keep standing and praying the same old prayer, Lord, deliver me from drinking, and then you know, on your way to the bar. You know, yeah, he hears you, but there's nothing. He's not going to react to that until you talk through your heart, not just with your mouth, and confess.
Okay. Yeah, somebody said no. Mr. DJ, somebody said no. Your prayers, they saying what you're saying. Your prayers have to be sincere and from the heart.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Let me turn this around. I'll turn that thing around. Okay. So, y'all, check this out.
Why I said that, Mr. Carr, is because that's the true definition of prayer. Otherwise, you're just talking. It ain't
now,
prayer.
Hold on, y'all. Listen to what the Bible says in, this is in Titus 3 and 9. The Bible says, but avoid foolish questions and genealogy. Do not get involved in foolish discussions about spiritual pedigrees or inquiries. In other words, does God hear? What was the question again, Ms. Latanya?
The question was, is there ever a time when God does not hear our prayers?
That's strong. What's going on, Tori? That's my brother. Is there ever a time when God does not hear our prayers? The Bible says, but avoid foolish controversies. In other words, Lord have mercy. Do you hear your babies when they talking crazy? I mean, you hear the chitter chatter, but do you actually hear them? If they're not speaking, they and what you say? Stop. Dry your tears. Don't talk to me like that. See, in other words, you're making them responsible enough to man up a little girl of, you know, mature, right?
Yes, right.
Does God hear foolish prayers? Huh?
Yes.
You tell me. You know, getting well, if God, if it's not in God's plan, why would he even entertain that?
Correct. He wouldn't.
Come on, y'all. And even in the natural world, what does people say about communication? If you ain't talking money, don't talk to me. Well, if money can say that, if love saying, if you ain't talking love, don't talk to me, why can't, see, you do understand that Satan mimics God.
Yes.
Satan mimics God. In other words, people who are about money, if you ain't talking money, they say, don't talk to me. And God is all about soul saving, soul winning. He's about peace and humility. So if you're not talking that language and communicating with him, what you doing? You think you hear that?
No, sir.
This is why when other people pray to God for your demise, he doesn't hear it. Come on, you think you're the only one who can pray? You got people that pray to God for your demise, and because it's foolish and it's not in his blueprint, he dismisses it. You understand that? So if God dismisses foolishness, God is not a respecter of a person. In other words, just because you had it going on yesterday don't mean that you won't say nothing foolish today. He can reject your prayer today because it does not line up with his will. You do know that, right?
Right.
You do know that, right? As a matter of fact, hold on. Jesus was about to pray a selfish prayer, and it was foolish to God. Watch this. Father, will you please pass this bitter cup from me? In other words, what Jesus perceived to be bitter at the time was actually glorious to God. Did God respond to him? Jesus got his mind right real quick, and then he said, well, we all should say, but Father, have your way. My God.
Yes. Amen.
Ooh, y'all see that?
Yes.
So does God answer all prayers? Depends. Are all prayers glorious and according to his plans? Okay, cool. We had another great question. Hold on. I got a really good question for you, Mr. DJ. This came from, hold on, let me get back to it. I got to scroll back up. Y'all bear with me for a second. Okay. Here's a question. Ms. Nicole said, can you have a relationship with God without reading the Bible? Good question, Miss Nicole. Come on, y'all. Can you have a relationship with God without reading the Bible? How you doing, Miss Reva? Boy, this is good. Mr. DJ.
Okay.
Y'all go ahead and respond to me now. Can you have a relationship with God without reading your Bible? We talking about
okay.
prayer.
Now, I'm going to say, yes, you can, and here's why.
Okay.
There are several forms of instruction that are not called the Bible. There are several ways of praying to God, and there are different interpretations. So the Bible is one interpretation. That's what I personally believe in, but then you have other people that pray to the same God, but doing it in a different format. So I can't say that their format is wrong, you know, and only mine is correct, but I do know you need some form of instruction on,
well, you
on
own it, Mr. DJ.
You know?
You own it, Mr.
Yeah,
DJ. He own it. Boy, see, that's how we kindred. That's how that's my brother. Yeah, no, he might be the better looking, but... Give me some credit. I got the better ears. He's on it, though. Y'all see it? The reason why I laugh, Mr. DJ, because Mr. Nietzsche put a question out there that's similar. Can you have a relationship with God without going to church every Sunday?
Okay.
Y'all, this is good. I like this. That's a really good question.
Let me ask you a question, Mr. Carr, and to the person who wrote that. So if your church burned down, you've been going to church for 40, 50 years, and it had a fire, And now there's no more church. It depends on what you're calling a church. Like what
all right, we're
going
to get there. Hold on, Mr. DJ. Hold that answer right there. Hold that answer. Let's get back to Miss Nicole. Miss Nicole said, can you have a relationship with God without reading the Bible? Mr. DJ was knocking at the door. I'm about to kick the door open.
Okay.
What's your influence? Who influences you? What is your circle like? What is your environment like? What you around? Y'all follow me? Because
yeah.
We're talking about communicating with God. A lot of times you won't have the physical book called the Bible. But this is why the Bible says to hide the word in your heart. In other words, can you have a relationship with God without reading your Bible? Where are you getting your information from? In other words, y'all know how women, let me tell you what men used to do. This is what they used to do. I hope if a man is still doing this, you don't need to be communicating with him no way. In other words, he'll be like, say, DJ, go over there and tell that girl I like her. Now, Mr. DJ going over there to tell a girl that I like her. You see? So I'm trying to start a line of communication through Mr. DJ. Y'all follow where I'm going? In other words, can you have a relationship with God without reading your Bible? Who's your influence? Is Tupac your influence? Because we say only God can judge me. So you told Tupac to go over there and tell God that you love him, and Tupac going to start telling you stuff about God and God about you. To have a relationship with God without reading the Bible, you better have it deep in your heart. And who's your influence? Who is the influence? Who is the influence? Who is the influence? Your influence better be God-like. They better know God, and they just filtering it right. In other words, your influence better think, talk, and hold you accountable just like God would.
Amen.
Come on, y'all, because we say this all the time. You got to know God for yourself. So how, if you don't read your Bible, do you know God for yourself? Y'all follow me? Ms. Nicole said, I have to read the Bible, but I don't like to keep it. Going back and forth to reading it the same thing. Oh, let me read this right. I have read the Bible, but I don't like to keep going back to it reading the same things. Okay? And that's fair, Miss. That's very fair. Because we can get different interpretations from the same scripture. Okay? So to hide the word of God in your heart. Okay? To hide it in your heart. See, that means when a situation arises, okay, God would take that same passage and communicate it to you in a different way. Can you have a relationship with God without reading your Bible? Absolutely. Ooh, y'all want to hear me? Hear me good.
Yes, sir.
You cannot have a relationship with God without reading your Bible. Listen to me fully. Remember, God calls us to be living epistles, meaning we should be the Bible to people who don't open their Bible. So what influences you? You have to have something to go by. What influences you? What has become, what is your Bible? Come on, talk to me now. What is your Bible? You have to read your Bible to develop a better relationship. In other words, remember the Bible says, if you lift me up, I withdraw. In other words, people read my life. If they read the way I act, if they read the way that I love, if they read the way that I forgive, they never open the physical Bible. This Bible, but they are opening this Bible. They're opening me up. You are the Bible for some people. So that means you are around them. So who's around you that's influencing you? Without the proper influence, without the proper Bible in front of you, how can you love the man that you say you don't know about yet? Who introduced God to you? How did you learn about God? See, it's one thing to read instructions. It's another thing to see a life that lives the Bible. That's the Bible that you have to read. I'm talking about the life. This is why it's important that we have a better relationship with Jesus than with men. Because men will hurt us. Remember, the Bible says, do not put your trust in man. And this is what prayer life is about. When you get communication with God, you will understand that it's not about the book. It's not about them that do wrong. It's about the way that you live, and God has communicated in and through you. And so now you become somebody else's Bible. You know how many people say, watch this. Watch this, y'all, the promise of prayer. A lot of people say, God, give me a blessing. They pray and communicate God to give them a blessing. But see, the real people in Christ pray that God make me the blessing. In other words, make me the word that people need to see and start to believe in you. When are we going to get to that level?
Amen.
Oh, Lord. When are we going to get to that level, people? Where we tell God to make us a blessing and stop sending me a blessing. God sent me for the world. Didn't he send Jesus to serve? So if we are to be Christians, meaning Christ followers, meaning Christ-like, shouldn't we be God's answers? Shouldn't we be people's prayers answered in the flesh? If Jesus was the prayer answered in the flesh, why are not we not the prayer answered in the flesh? In other words, do you have to read your Bible to have a relationship? Of course you do. You become somebody else's Bible. Now they have a relationship with God because of what they see God doing in your life. In other words, you want to be the blessing. In other words, you want to be the blessing. See, your prayers have been answered because you're saying, God, don't send me a blessing. Make me one. And see, now we're getting on a whole nother level. Now we're no longer in middle school Christianity. We're no longer in high school Christianity. We're no longer in getting our doctorate. We're the ones who are the CEO. We start to own this thing called Christianity because we have properly communicated with God through prayer, and he answered our prayers because my prayer was his will for my life. That is the best prayer that you could ever pray when you understand God's will and you start to speak it into existence. Hello.
Amen. Uh-oh. Yes, sir.
Uh-oh. Mr. DJ, so the second part of that question was, okay, I see what you say, Ms. Nicole. You have to go to the source on your own. I speak to him. That's right. Absolutely right. The second part of that question was this, okay, somebody else answered it. Do you have to, can you have a relationship with God without going to church every Sunday? Mr. DJ, can you have a relationship with God without going to church every Sunday?
Absolutely. The church is in you. The church is not the physical building.
Where
two or more gather in his name. I mean, that's your church right there. You can't get fellowship by yourself, but you can get God. And what I'm saying is, you know, you have to. You honestly have to have the church in you, in your heart. It's not the physical building. That's a building and a business. That's what people don't realize. Even, you know, you're paying your tithes and other things. God is about business. It's about his business. That's why they have oftentimes separation of church and state. But the church
is
within your heart.
Ms. Jocelyn just said what you just said, Mr. DJ. She just echoed you. She said, you are the church. Your body is the temple. Remember, the Bible says that God does not. See, I don't know why we don't want to believe in this. The Bible says that God does not dwell in man-made temples. That don't mean he can't be found there, but the presence of God is not in the building. The presence of God is in your communication with God.
Mm-hmm.
How you pray to God? Remember, the Bible says, forsake not the assembling. He did not say, forsake not the assembly. The assembly is a building. The assembly is what we're doing right now.
Right.
Amen.
Y'all
Amen.
Follow me? Can you have a relationship with God without going to church every Sunday? Can you pray at your house? If you can pray at your house, you can have a relationship with God. So why do, Lord, I'm not talking bad on the building. I'm not speaking down on the building at all. But what I'm saying is, if the doors of the church are closed and they reject you, and if the church is no longer there, you are the church. So can you, look, hold on, watch this. Can you actually graduate from high school and college without going to the building? Shoot, they have online courses. Why we can't do the same thing? See, the problem is a lot of us have been traditionalized. And remember, the Bible says tradition of man has nullified the power of God. Somebody has told you that you got to go to the building, but that's not true. When Jesus went to the building, he flipped it upside down.
Yes, he did.
Again, I'm not speaking against nobody's building, but what I am telling you is that you are the church. The reason why I say this, because we're talking about prayer, if your only communication skill is when you get to that building and you put on a show and a charade, that's not good. Real church starts in your car. Real church starts at your job. You know, when people got on your last little nerve, that's when real church starts. Let me see how your communication with God is, how you respond. See, if you've been communicating with God, you'll start to repeat what the gods you say you have had relationships with. Don't you know when you're in a deep relationship with somebody, you start to look like them, you start to think like them, you start to walk like them, you start to respond like them. So, see, when you really communicate with God through prayer on a genuine, real solidified basis, your response to life should look like his response to life. Now, what yours look like? I mean, you say you're in a relationship with him, right?
Right.
You need a building to be in a relationship with God. Because I don't need a ring to say that I'm married. You don't. Come on, Mr. DJ, let's go down the list.
Okay.
Do I need a gym to go work out? No, you don't. Come on, let's go down the list, Mr. DJ. Do I need to go to a physical building to take college courses? No, you don't.
That's right.
Y'all see where I'm going with this?
Yes.
Okay. Again, I'm not saying not to go, but what I am telling you is that that is not your source. Your source is where your heart is. Your communication with God is personal, not through any pastor and not through any friend. You have a one-on-one relationship with God. You and God should be like this. Your prayer life with God should be honest and true. That means I do more listening than I do talking. Prayer.
Man.
Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right, now. Let's get it. Mr. DJ, we almost done now. Okay,
okay,
we almost done. Okay. The question that I have now, why do we have to, y'all listen to me now, the question, why do we have to pray in the name of Jesus? Why do we have to pray in the name of Jesus, Mr. DJ?
We have to pray in the name of Jesus out of respect to God. He's the one that was sacrificed and gave his life on our behalf. Otherwise, we'll still be bound by the rules of the Old Testament. And trust me, you do not want to do that. We're not killing lambs and spreading blood over the doorposts. And the laws that God have are, they are strict discipline and what we may consider harsh. You know, with Christ, we give honor and respect to Christ out of respect because he gave his life so that we don't have to deal with those direct rules.
Y'all know what's happening right there? I like that, Mr. DJ. We're talking about prayer and the promise of prayer. You ever been bailed out because your uncle, your auntie, your loved one, your kinfolk, your brother-in-law, your sister-in-law, your mom or your daddy is a police officer, and somebody stops you, but you say, hey, hold on, my mom is a police officer. In other words, what you're saying is, in the name of my mama, let me go. Y'all about to catch this in a second.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Watch this. The reason why we pray in the name of Jesus is because if whatever you said don't line up with his name, God don't answer. How can you pray a selfish prayer that don't line up with the man that you just said in the name of?
All right.
Let's say it again. I'm about to say it. Women, I'm about to rock you right quick, women. Watch this. For everybody who married, everybody that tried to get your husband, how can they pray for your husband and talk about in the name of Jesus when God said no, no adultery over here? So they praying for something in vain. Oh, my. Oh, now. I'll make myself happy. See, when you pray in the name of Jesus, it got to line up with what Jesus would say. It got to line up with what Jesus thinks. It got to line up with what Jesus' life looked like. It got to line up with what Jesus would pray to God for. Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
You pray. The reason why a lot of prayers go unanswered, because in the name of Jesus, cancels everything out. Because if it don't look like the name of Jesus, if it don't look like Jesus, if it's not standing upright like Jesus, if it's not truthful like Jesus, no matter how you feel, if it don't have none of that like Jesus, God don't hear it. Because God sent the perfect sacrifice. This is why the Bible, catch this, people, the Bible clearly says, watch me now, there's only one way to the Father, and it's through the Son. The reason why a lot of prayers go unanswered, because your prayer didn't go through Jesus. Hello?
Amen.
Oh, my God. Your prayers don't reach God if it don't go through Jesus. Oh, Lord, have mercy. If Jesus rejected, you know God's going to reject it. Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
Do we need any more questions answered? If your prayer does not look like Jesus, why do you think it didn't get to God? He said it's one. God is the one who does the answering. This is why we have the Holy Spirit as our helper. See, it goes through Jesus, gets to God, and God sent instruction called the Holy Spirit to deliver. What part did we not understand?
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to help somebody out right quick. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to help somebody out. I know I got a Nike hat on. That don't mean that I'm about Nike. I'm about that check for God. They said write a check out to God, the ones that don't drink. I'm just playing with y'all. But y'all see what I'm saying, though?
Yes,
you know, somebody
sir.
Thought I preached about. Yeah, but y'all see what I'm saying? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Y'all with me? Okay. The reason, listen to what my brother, Mr. DJ, just said. We have to pray in the name of Jesus, because anything else, Sir Charles said it best, Charles Barkley, would be uncivilized. What? Anything else would be uncivilized. That means if you pray in the name of Jesus, you better make sure that everything on the left side of that prayer, you know, before you put your sentence, your period, everything to the left of that period better be in the name of Jesus, unless it ain't going to answer. That was a useless prayer.
Amen.
That's right.
Y'all follow me?
Does
that answer your questions a lot? We have to pray in the name of Jesus because Jesus was the sacrifice. In other words, if I send him down there to sacrifice for you, and you don't look, talk, and think, and if you don't use him to get back in here, I'm rejecting you. I sent him to become stained. He was perfect. So even when you communicate with me, if you don't communicate with me in the name of Jesus, in other words, if you don't line up with it, why do you think the Bible said if you abide in me, watch this, and I abide in you, watch this, you can ask me for whatever I want. He's talking about prayer.
Yes.
DJ, all God is saying is, if you look like Jesus, and Jesus
looks right.
like you, you can ask me for whatever you want. You know why? Because when you look like Jesus, you think like Jesus, it's not phony, it's not fake, and it's not pretentious. So that means your words are going to be Jesus' words, and I'm going to watch over my word, because Jesus' word is me. That means your words become me. And see, when you ask him, you're not asking for the new car. You asking for the new healing. In other words, God healed me so that I can heal them. See, I'm trying to tell you. See, when Lord have mercy. Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Y'all follow me?
Oh, yes.
This is important. When you pray in the name of Jesus, understand what you're doing. You're telling God that I am lining up with your word, and your word lines up with me. In other words, I live it out. I don't just hear the word of God. I do the word of God. So when I ask you for something, I'm only asking you because you told me to remind you of your word. So my prayer to God, when I pray to God, I'm only reminding God of what he already told me. Remember the Bible says to remind God of his word, and you got to fulfill on your promise because you told me. So when I pray to you, I'm only telling you what you said already, God. My goodness.
Yeah.
Do y'all catch that?
Yes,
when you pray to God, remind him of his word. That means I'm only telling you what you already said. And God watches over his word, not ours. So every prayer should be answered because we only reminding God. Our prayer is God's word. It's never my words. Our prayer is God's word. And when you pray in God's word, he watches over his word. And that's why the prayers of the righteous avail as much. You think that everything they prayed for answered because of them. It was answered because it was God. They was just smart enough not to pray their own words. They prayed his. You catch it?
Okay.
Y'all catch it? I'm trying to help us out right quick.
Yes, sir.
Y'all got that?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes,
I love it, Mr. DJ. Mr. DJ, we're going to close it out. Boy, we can go a whole nother hour, but we're going to close it out right there. You want to, real quickly, Mr. DJ, you got a question you want to ask? Throw out what you got?
No, I don't.
Mr. DJ, Mr. DJ, he been over there praying. He must have got Netflix talking about, I've been praying for Netflix and God delivered. So we're going to let him go ahead and get this. Mr. DJ, go ahead and pray for us if you don't mind, man.
You guys, bow your heads, pray, guys, touch and agree. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you on humble as we know how to just say thank you, Father. Thank you for waking us up, Father. Thank you, Father. We come to you as bad children before an omnipotent God. And, Lord, we just want you to continue to keep us on the path and guide us, Father, not stray too far from that path. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to worship you and come together and lift up your name, Father, and let it manifest and grow and bless us in accordance to your name. We ask these things in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Y'all have a great night. Make sure y'all catch us on Wednesday Bible study. Okay? The number is 225-364-0211. 225-364-0211. That's 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Okay? We rock and roll. And then we'll be right back here next Monday night. And if y'all get a chance on Sunday morning at 8 a.m., check us out, 225-364-0211. That's Sunday morning. Y'all have a great night. And make sure y'all share this post. Share it.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night.